today we're going to finish up Kosev and sort of transition into Pesach, because this is somewhat related to Pesach, not really, but somewhat related to Pesach, and that is the sugya of measuring and weighing. Why is it somewhat related to Pesach? It's the only time, not the only time, but one of the cases where you find that poskim discuss is if you're allowed to measure and weigh your matzahs and your dalet kosos. I remember when my older sister, I have three sisters, so one of them is older than me, when she came home from Michlala, she brought me a gift. I was, I guess, in 11th grade at the time, and she brought me a gift. It was a measuring cup that had markings on the side for shir grachnoe, shir, mishabrura, shir chazanish, for revius, so that if you want to know how much is a revius, you could just, and whether you want to be machmer. So I don't know whatever happened to that measuring cup, because I didn't really care when I was in 11th grade, but now that would be a nice thing to have, I guess. So the shaila is, are you allowed to use such a measuring cup? Are you allowed to use such a thing? I remember when I was teaching in DRS, one of the rebbeim before Pesach came into the office to make copies of Mar Makomos that he was making for a pre-Pesach shir for his talmidim, and I saw that he was hitting. He had like a chart for shir kazayis matzah, and he hit the minimize button, like to print it at 78% of the size, because it didn't fit on the paper. I'm like, it doesn't really work that way. He's like, come on, it's such a chumrah to begin with anyway. It doesn't really matter. It's true, but there are like some obscene sizes for a kazayis of matzah. So we're not going to actually get into shiurim and what a kazayis is and isn't, but are you even allowed to do such measuring for the sake of making sure that you have the proper amounts for the night of the seder, or measuring stam for anything? Someone just sent me an email literally 5 minutes ago, not literally 5 minutes ago, it was literally 5 minutes ago, I was up to Zev Jarashow in attendance, but whatever, about 15 minutes ago, and they asked that when they're giving sour sticks to their children on Shabbos, sometimes one sour stick is slightly longer than the next, so can he measure out the two sour sticks to make sure that they're exactly the same size, so that neither child will get angry that he was unfairly favored by getting the larger sour stick, and it's not fair to his brother, because that's what children get angry about. So he wasn't sure. Is that a violation of measuring on Shabbos? Or a person wants to, a person has a suit that his older brother grew out of, and he wants to try on the suit to see if it fits. Is that a violation of measuring? What exactly is this issur of measuring on Shabbos? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, does it really relate to Kosev? Maybe, maybe not. Meaning it certainly relates to, or very likely, possibly relates to Chepetz Chav Dabar Davar, which itself is somewhat Kosev related, but it's not really a Kosev topic. But it was brought up as a potential Kosev topic, and there's no other time we're going to talk about it probably. So we'll talk about it in this context. So it's the very last Gemara in all of Masechah Shabbos, the last few lines of Masechah Shabbos. Ula ikla lebe Reish Kalusa. Ula went to the Reish Kalusa. Chazia leRabba Barafuna diYosef baAvna deMaya veKamashachle. So he went to the Reish Kalusa and he saw that Rabba Barafuna was sitting on Shabbos in a tub of water, and he was measuring the tub of water. So Amar Lei Emer Damir. So that line, that's a mouthful. Ula challenges Rabbah and he says, the Rabbanan allow you to measure for a mitzvah, but they don't allow a medida that's not a mitzvah. And this is a medida that's not a mitzvah. So what on earth are you doing? Meaning you don't need to know the measurement of the water for the sake of tevila, because the tub that he was sitting in was a kli. And there's no tevila in a kli. It's not a kosher mikveh anyway. So there's no need for you to measure the amount of water in the kli that you're sitting in. So Gemara says, Amalei misasik bi'alma ano. So Rabbi defended himself. He said, I wasn't really measuring for any particular need. It's just that my mind is very active, so I always need to be like occupying my mind with something. So that's what I was occupying my mind with. It was a misasik bi'alma. There was no actual need for me to know what's in the measurement of the mikvah. So it's only misasik bi'alma, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So the Marsha explains the word misasik over here is a little bit different than it means throughout the rest of Shas. Normally it means that you try to do a dvar heter and you came up with a dvar iser, right? Normally misasik is you're mechavin lachto chesatolish v'chata chesamuchubar, that you wanted to pick up, you saw a vegetable on the ground and a vegetable fell on the ground and you wanted to pick it up and then you didn't realize it was actually attached to the ground and you're chata chesamuchubar, you picked up the one next to it that was attached to the ground, you're chata chesamuchubar. as a mechuber. That's normally misasik. Over here, it means they just really had no need for it. There was no value in this measurement other than just satisfying his curiosity of how much water there is in the tub that he's sitting in. So he's doing the cheshbonos in his head. So just the fact that there's no need for it, somehow that's going to make it mutter. That's how the Marsha understands. So there are two basic questions that are raised by the Achronim, just in the simple pshat, just in understanding just understanding the story of the Gemara. First of all, why is a holy Amora doing something that is completely useless? Right? Meaning he says, how could you be measuring? So, Letzorach Tvila, I understand why he would be measuring, but it wasn't Letzorach Tvila. It's just something that's completely, by his own admission, I was just browsing the internet and, you know, just mindlessly flipping channels on the TV. That's what I was doing. What? that's what a holy Amora was doing? So, Ben Yoyada explains that he was cooling himself off on a hot day, but since he was bathing and he was therefore undressed, it was usher to be mahar b'divrei Torah because he was taking a bath, and you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah when you're taking a bath. So says Ben Yoyada, it was very hard for him not to be mahar b'divrei Torah. The only way for him to avoid being mahar b'divrei Torah was to occupy his mind with something else. So he had, you know, in lieu of bathroom reading, in lieu of whatever, of reading all his Malcolm Gladwell books or whatever, he decided that he was gonna just think about the measurement of the bathtub, and that was that's why he did these calculations. I found that Ben Yoyada interesting because I remember a couple of summers ago when I brought the guys from Camp Kaylee Masvidim to Rav Willig. So I don't remember the context that someone asked the Shaila, but someone asked Rav Willig if you're allowed to listen to shiurim while you're in the shower. And Rav Willig said yes. Rav Willig said that Rav Vadi has a tshuva about this, and that I don't recall if I ever looked up the tshuva, but that someone wanted to know, someone who was very, very busy and didn't have a woman, I think, was very, very busy, didn't have time to really to do much learning. So she wanted to know, can she listen to shiurim while in the shower? And Rav Vadi said, yeah, nothing wrong. You're just hearing it. You're not actively learning, and therefore there's nothing wrong with this. Clearly, Ben Yoyada is assuming not that way. Meaning, there's a separate issur in the makom metunaf. So our bathrooms are so clean that they're not a makom metunaf. Certainly when you're in the shower and the toilet is clean and the toilet is closed, right? So certainly it's not a makom metunaf. So the fact that the person is undressed, that alone would not apparently create the iser. A makom metunaf would create an iser to be mahar b'divrei Torah. But it's not really such a makom metunaf. That's what he paskid. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he asked him afterwards. That's a good point. Yeah, maybe afterwards. Like, remember before you're in the bathroom.
You're also allowed to think in the bathroom about lachos, like regarding the bathroom. Like there's certain lachos that happen in there.
Right. Yeah, but that's not what he was meaning. He thought he was measuring a mikveh, and it turns out that he wasn't. He didn't think he was measuring. He didn't know what he was doing. He just thought, you're not thinking about any halacha. You're just measuring things. So, you're saying, why couldn't he just be maharher about, because it wasn't a tzarech, he had no sveikos about it. I mean, you're allowed to think about what you need to do, but the second question, and the more relevant question, is where do we ever find that doing melacha on Shabbos for no particular purpose becomes mutter? Meaning the fact that misasik bialma, and misasik just means that I have no real need to know how much water is in here, that's going to make it mutter because I have no real need to know how much water is in there, mehechidesi, that's going to make it mutter. So in the Stipler, not in the classic Kilis Yaakov, but they published, I don't know where it was from, maybe they had other writings, there's something called Kilis Yaakov HaChadashim. I have at home a few volumes of Kilis Yaakov HaChadashim. So they have over there in Siman and Zayin, Nos Gimel, he says that if you assume Medida is Aser based on Mimtso Cheftzicha, which we have to discuss why Medida is Aser, but if it's based on Mimtso Cheftzicha, and what is it about Mimtso Cheftzicha? Mimtso Cheftzicha, B'dabar Dabar, the Gemara Darshan's, Chafatzecha Asurim, B'cheftze Shamayim are Mutarim. So where do you put the emphasis? That Chafatzecha Asurim or Cheftze Shamayim are Mutarim? Meaning, is it that anything that's not Cheftze Shamayim is Aser, or is it anything that's not Chafatzecha is mutter. So says the Stipler, it could be chafatzecha asurim, something that's for your needs that you need to know exactly, you know, that's going to be asur. But anything that's not chafatzecha, whether it be chefte shemayim or whether it be misasik bi'alma, is going to be mutter. Minyena chinami, the fact that you have no need for something does not take an isur Shabbos and make it mutter, but specifically the isur b'mtzal chafetzecha is only an isur if it's chafetzecha, but if it's not chafetzecha, if it's something that you have no need for, then mimela it's going to be mutter. That's the suggestion that the Stipler has, that it's only an issue if you're thinking about something that's business related or that's something that you would need to know for some chol dikar reason, for some like weekday kind of a reason. Okay, now that works with the assumption though that it's an isser from so chavtzcha. Is that so pashut? What exactly is the reason for the isser to measure things on Shabbos? So Tosfos and Kufnav Vavam Beis in Dibra Maschil Umidivrayim says that the isser medida is on account of uvdu d'chol, and that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in Shin Vav Lamed Dalid, so the Mishnah Berurah on the spot where the Shulchan Aruch says. Where the Shulchan Aruch says mutter limdod b'Shabbos medida shel mitzvah kigo limdod d'nyesh b'mikvah arboim sa'a, right? It's not a coincidental example, obviously. So v'limdod ezo mishu chola v'lilcho shalav k'mo shenagam anashim mutter davi medida shel mitzvah. So says the Mishnah Berurah over there, v'alfa gavdol ahutur shvus afiyud makam mitzvah k'mo shiksam lo b'siv kon chavches, even though Shavuos is not mutter, even b'makom mitzvah, shiny medida is a different kind of a Shavuos. The lo avi iser kol kach el mishum davi ku uvda d'chol. It's not really such an iser; it's only an uvda d'chol. Lachi shari b'makom mitzvah, and uvda d'chol is going to be mutter b'makom mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah is clearly assuming that it's a violation of uvda d'chol and nothing else. So that's based on the sheet of Tosos. It's based on the Mishnah Berurah's quoting over there from Magen Avraham. That says the same thing. It's uvda d'chol. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Ches thinks that Rashi disagrees, because in Beitzach Chavtes Amar Aleph Rashi writes that you're not allowed to measure barley to feed your animal on Yom Tov because it looks like you're measuring in order to sell. It looks like Mekach Memker. So apparently the Medida, the Yisr Medida, is on account of not just uvda d'chol, but it's like a Gzeru Mishum Mekach Memker, the word Maris Ha'ayin of Mekach Memker, that it makes it look like that there's a sense of Mekach Memker. The Rambam implies that it's Mimtzal Chefzcha, right? And we have to see if these things are all different from each other, if they're all three ways of saying the same thing. But the Rambam seems to say Mimtzal Chefzcha. The Chasam Sofer, Mesach HaShabbos over there, says also that it's based on Mimtzal Chefzcha. Prima Gadam also seems to imply in Shin Vav Neshel Avram Sivkan Tazayin on that Magen Avram that it's Mimtzal Chefzcha and Uvdu D'chol, because they're both the same thing. He thinks that they're related to each other. I saw yesterday, I was looking in the new expanded Shabbos kitchen, you know, the Rabbi Simcha Ben Kohn, and in a footnote over there, he writes, Ayn Rambam Perchav Gimel Milch Shabbos Halach Yud Beis, Mashma Di Isser Medida Vibchal Gzeros Mekach Umemkar. Relating to Mecca Chumemkar, not that it's Uvda D'chol. Ach be'emes, Yichol Lomar, Daram Lo Poligal Tosos, Da'akolafia Inyan. He suggests that not that Mimso Chavtzicha and Uvda D'chol are the same, they're not, they're different concepts. But he says whether measuring is going to be a violation of Mimso Chavtzicha, which relates to business, or it's going to be Uvda D'chol, which doesn't relate to business, it relates to things, we'll have to discuss what the Gedarim of Uvda D'chol are, but it relates to things that are normally associated with Malacha. It's much less business related. Right, what's the example the Gemara gives of Uvda D'chol? And remember the Gemara's example of Uvda D'chol. You take a brush that you normally use to brush an animal, and even if you use it very lightly, but it's a brush that you normally use to brush an animal, so it's uvda d'chol. Why? Because normally when you use it, pashtus, because normally when you use it, you're doing a malacha. So a kind of thing that you're going to use normally in the context of malacha, even if you're going to use it outside of the context of malacha, that's uvda d'chol. It's got nothing to do with business, right? So mimso chefzcha and mekach umemkar, that's one category. Uvda d'chol is a different category. So says Rav Simcha ben Kohn, it could be hakol. kalufia inyan. Bimedidas mikvah chiyotzeba delakabus rach mekach memkar klal. If you're measuring a mikvah, no one thinks you're selling mikvahs, right? No one thinks, oh, I'm going to be a water salesman and I'll have to know how much water is in the mikvah. That's clearly no, it's got no connection, living or dead, to a mikvah, to mekach memkar. So then you're going to say, time of the isur, mishum of the duchal. Then the basis of the isur is going to be of the duchal, or mishum so chavtzacha mashenkin bimedida haniris kamekach memkar, kagor medida bikli shemokrim imo bichal. But if you're going to be measuring something using kalim that you normally measure the stuff that you sell in, then time of yishum gzeiras mekach memkar. Then it's going to be a gzeir of mekach memkar. Umedida kazu efshad afilu tzorch mitzvah aser da mekach memkar lo huta tzorch mitzvah. He says it could be chapin afkamina that you have to ask yourself by each medida. If it's a medida that's only a violation of the duchal, that's where the Mishnah Berurah piped up and said, well, wait a second, if it's only of the duchal, then the tzorch mitzvah is going to be mutter. But maybe if it's the kind of medida that would be a medida mishamekach umemkar, where do we ever find that you're allowed to do things mishamekach umemkar, the tzorch mitzvah? That's it, that's the end of the sentence.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, really quickly, I don't want to stop shivering too long. May 15th, we need everybody in REITs to help support. We're doing a major crowdfunding event to be able to support the yeshiva, to fundraise in a way like we never have before. So Baruch Hashem, we can make smicha and the yeshiva even better. It's May 15th from 1 o'clock till about 6 o'clock. And we'll send out to the Shira system soon a link for everybody to sign up. You know how crowdfunding works? You've done it for your yeshiva in Eretz Israel, you've done it for some marathon, you've done it for some summer program. We're not asking you to run a marathon, we're asking you to learn for 5 hours, which is really called morning seder around here. But we're asking you to learn for 5 hours, but to help and bringing in, we hope to have 1,000 people in the Sheraton Midtown on May 15th. So please, please reserve the date. You can come, best is to come if you can, if you're blessed to have a father or grandfather who can join you, or maybe to take your chavrusa here. It's going to be an incredible day of learning and an incredible way to fundraise. Everyone will have a page, and you know the drill. You know how we do this. A lot of very, very small gifts add up to a very big difference for the yeshiva. So we ask for everybody who needs his help, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see you on May 15th.
Shkaya.
Okay. There you go.
Very good. So Sazer Simcha Bunim Kona suggests that there are two tracks over here. There's Uvda Dechal and there's Mekach Memkar, and that they follow different Kedarim. That Uvda Dechal, you're going to have a heter of Tzorach Mitzvah, but maybe you're not going to have a heter of Tzorach Mitzvah if it's the kind of Medida that looks like Mekach Memkar. I'm not sure where Mimso Chavtzcha fits in. I mean, everyone uses Mimso Chavtzcha, but that's more, he seems to put it more in the Uvda Dechal camp. I would have thought Mimso Chavtzcha works more in the Mekach Memkar camp. Yeah.
Are you saying Medida from Mekach Memkar wouldn't have a
heter of Tzorach
Mitzvah?
Right.
Isn't it in the Gemara, Tzorach Mitzvah?
Tzorach Mitzvah is in the Gemara, but that's a case of Medida Samikvah. Medida Samikvah's got no resemblance to Mekach Memkar. But if you were doing a kind of Medida that...
What is that
Isser
based on?
Oh, so where is that? So he says that Isser is based on, I guess, Svara, that it's... The Gemara and Beitza, right. The Gemara, yeah, so that it looks like Mekach Memkar. Yeah. But again, I'm not sure where Mitzvah Chavtzcha is. So what are the rules of this Isser? So Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shin Vav Sif Yud Ches that you're not allowed to measure with a measuring instrument like a ruler or a scale, or even with non-specialized measuring instruments like a stick of a certain length or a stone that you know is a certain weight, or even to measure your room, like using your hands or your feet, if you know, like, you know, how many feet in one direction or the other. So they shouldn't do any real measuring. And if you're using an actual specialized measuring instrument, that's even worse, because that's also muktzah, because then it becomes a klisha melachta le'isser. So you wouldn't even be allowed to handle the shalot sarkufa makomo. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tavkuf Yodalin, in Hilchos Yom Tov, he says that you can't even measure for food food purposes, like a kitchen scale or measuring cups to figure out the amounts of ingredients that you need. And the Prima Gadim and the Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchos Yom Tov say you're not even allowed to scoop out the exact amount of flavoring or seasoning that you need using a measuring spoon. But the measuring cups and measuring spoons are not considered klishim lachtalis. So this is based on Beitza Dav Chavches, right? Beitza Dav Chavches, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shokal Adam Basar Keneged HaKli or Keneged HaKofitz, V'chamom In Mashkichim B'Kaf Moznayin Kol Iker. That Rav Yehuda says you could weigh Basar Keneged HaKli, you know how much the Kli weighs, and you're very, and you can to weigh one against the other. V'cham say In Mashkichim B'Kaf Moznayin Kol Iker. And Rashi writes that it's because the issue is that it's Maisa Chol, it's an act of chol, okay, according to Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Kuf Sif Beis, Asur Lishkol Basar, Afilu Bebeiso, Leida Kama Yevashel, you're not allowed to weigh meat, even in your house, to know how much to cook, Afilu Litno Bekaf Maznayim, L'shomro Mina Achbarin, and even if you're just going to put it on a scale to protect it from mice getting to it, it's also to put it there if it's a place where you would normally weigh it. Even if you're not weighing against a particular weight, you're weighing against another piece, aser. Two sour sticks, one against the other, right? Meaning just two items, one against the other, is going to be aser. Umutu lishkol biyado, but you could do it by hand. That if you have a good sense of these things, of how much things weigh by your hand, so you can lift it in your hand and try to figure out just by lifting it how much it weighs. V'tabach uman afilu ze'asr. V'tabach uman is not even allowed to do that if he's really good at it and he's very experienced. But if he aval muyodeh lechavin derech hatichaso lechatech litro chati litra chotech kedarko v'nechoshish. But if he knows how to cut exact size pieces when he's butchering the meat, when he's cutting the meat, so he's allowed to do that. So the Mishabru over there writes that the whole isser of medida biyad is only if you're being modeh dal menas limkar. So when you're not being modeh dal menas limkar, you're not trying to sell, then there's no isser of medida biyad. But the heter to be modeh biyadayim is only on Yom Tov, where we're mekel mishum ochel nefesh. That's what Prima Gadim points out. But on Shabbos, it's going to be usher. So there are slight differences between Yom Tov and Shabbos when it comes to the isser of medida. Now, when it comes to measuring food items in particular, there is the other, you know, the counter. Counterbalance, the counterweight, I guess, of Onik Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov, and you want to make sure that everything comes out okay. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that Mutar Adam Limdo Tavlud Nitein Bekadeira. You can measure spices Bishvil Shleyak Diach Tavshilo if you're measuring the spices, because by not doing it in the precise measurement, it's going to ruin the food. So the Mishabura over there in Simon Tavkov Dalid writes that the reason that you're allowed to measure Tavlin on Yom Tov is Di Yafsid Kishayitein Tavlin Yosem Yidai. It's going to ruin the food if you put more than it's supposed to have. Vim Darko Gam B'chol Likach B'li Medida El Bomir Adas. If it's not going to ruin the food, and you know, you know, sometimes you ask someone, "What's the recipe? How do you get the challen to taste so good?" And they'll tell you, "Oh, you put in a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of." Say, "How much? How much? No, you know, just a little bit." You know, like they have like a sense of exactly what they put in. So if that's the way they handle things in general, so then you don't have the heter of measuring it out in Yom Tov. The only heter to measure out spices in Yom Tov is because spices are powerful, and if you put in the wrong measurement, if you put in the wrong amount, it's going to ruin the food. But if it doesn't ruin the food, because you have a pretty good sense as a chef of what it needs and what it doesn't need, so then you don't have such a hatter. That's what the Kaf Chaim writes as well. But if a person is generally makpid on exactly how much he needs, the Prima Gadim writes in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sivkan Gimel, Aval b'Shabbos yesh lomar da asu limdod v'lomar tein li mida tavlin shabi Yom Tov hutar ochel nefesh lo b'Shabbos. That also difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So let's say, for example, you have a particular food, wouldn't be so tasty unless it was prepared exactly as the recipe specifies. So like a dressing that has to be spiced or flavored in just the right way. So then you're allowed to use use a measuring spoon or a cup to measure the ingredients precisely, certainly on Yom Tov. But to use a measuring cup to measure food where a little more or less is not really going to affect the overall taste and the overall quality of it, like something that's like a pasta and you have a little more spice, a little less spice, is not really going to ruin it. The pasta is bland enough that could absorb a lot of flavoring, so a little less, it's not going to be bad. It will taste more like pasta and less like spiced pasta. So something like that, then it's hardly going to make a difference in the end. So then Pashtus is that it's going to be usher. There are exceptions to this isser, a couple of exceptions to this isser, and then we'll go through some of the cases. The major exception to the isser is one that the Gemara says, and that is medita de mitzvah, that if it's for the sake of medita de mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. So that's explicit in the Gemara, that, you know, if it were medita de mitzvah, that would be mutter. But it doesn't explain why. The Gemara doesn't say why. So we know that it would mean measuring the volume of a mikveh or a beged to see if it has a sheer kabbalas tuma would be a medita de mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, like we said before, the whole issue is based on uvda d'chol. So there are matter medidas mitzvah for the sake of uvda d'chol. And Magen Avraham says this, that medita l'tzarich mitzvah, Magen Avraham sefkan tazayin, is mutter because the whole issue is only uvda d'chol. So when you do l'tzarich mitzvah, it's no uvda d'chol. And that's the mishabur we read before in sefkatan lamed dalid. But if you hold that it's mitzvah cheftzicha, why is the medida de mitzvah going to be mutter? So the pashtus is, mitzvah cheftzicha, medida de mitzvah is going to be mutter. No, why would it be mutter? Chefzei shemaim, it's not mitzvah cheftzicha anymore. Now it's chefzei shemaim is going to be mutter. So that would not be your problem. The Ritva on that Gemara at the very end of Shabbos says a medida de mitzvah is only mutter if it's for the mitzvah of Shabbos, meaning if it's for the sake of Shabbos itself. Even though Chefzei Shemayim are mutter, even when it's not for the sake of Shabbos, like Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah. When we say Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah, Mutzvah L'Chashbim V'Shabbos, so what does it mean? It means, you know, Tinyol Kulamdo Sefer, L'Shadei Chabanos, it means, you know, whatever you think about in Zemir, that you're making all these Cheshbonos about all sorts of mitzvahs, for Pidyon Shvuyim or for whatever else, you get together and you make Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah, they have nothing to do with Shabbos, but it's Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah, so Mela, it's mutter. It's interesting to think about that we rarely take advantage of that, meaning you have Yom Kippur appeals and things like that, right? That would be Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah that technically are mutter, but like shul membership meetings, right? Well, a lot of those things probably are Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah. They probably could, Tzorchei Rabin with Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah probably could do them on Shabbos. People tend to shy away from that. I guess there's a lot of Narishkeit that discuss those things also. But so the Ritva says even though Chefzei Shemayim are mutter, even when it's not for the sake of Shabbos, Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah, but over here you're not just calculating or talking. Meaning Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah Mutzal Chashbim B'Shabbos, if it's a conversation, it's a meeting, it's a discussion, it's 10 times chai, it's whatever. But when you're actually doing something, when you're actually physically doing something, then you need both. It needs to be Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah and it needs to be for the sake of Shabbos itself. That's how the Ritva writes. That's why Medida is only going to be mutter if it's a Medida of something that you actually need for Shabbos itself. Another potential exception to the Isser is Refuah. The Torah in Siman Shin Vav quotes the Avi HaEzri, not Rav Shach, that allows measuring something that helps with headaches. Some sort of band that they would put around that. Anyone follow what that was exactly? What they were,
we thought you whisper and then the picture.
Yeah, it was like
it's an incantation. Lachash means an incantation, yeah. What?
They're like measuring something out with a belt. And then
right, they're measuring something with a belt. And then you say a lachash, yeah. I'm just not sure what that looks like. Like what that. So they had something to cure headaches. Maybe it worked. We don't have anything that cures headaches so well. So the Torah quotes from the Avi HaEzri. That's something that helps with headaches. Misha Rosha Koev, the Lochme Zuro, Modidin Bo Gimel, Amos Gimel Pa'amim, Va'omrim Lachash Alamedida. They measure out three Amos three times and they say a Lachash, they say some sort of incantation on the Medida. Because the Torah quotes from the Avi HaEzri that's okay, because Misasik Huetz Alamedida. Now, what in the world does that mean? Why would it be mutter? So three possible reasons that it would be mutter. First, the simple reading of the Avi HaEzri is that it's misasik b'medida, which the Gemara says, misasik b'medida is mutter. question is, what do you mean it's misasik b'medida? The Gemara said misasik b'medida because he said, right, the way we understood the Gemara is, I have no need to know how much water is in this bathtub. I'm just trying to occupy my mind. So I'm thinking about how much water is in the bathtub. But it sounds like the medida was critical to the refuah over here. So what does it mean it's misasik by medida? Anyone get pshat in that? That he's misasik by the medida? That the yikr is lachash and it doesn't really matter, then why are they measuring b'chlal?
You're not using the measurement for you're not doing anything with
meaning the refuah is to do the act of measuring but not to have the result of the measuring.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, I guess. It's good, right? So misasik b'medida, because even though I'm bedavka measuring because the act of measuring somehow cures my headache. But the what I end up with after I finish measuring it has absolutely no bearing on my headache whatsoever. Okay, maybe. Again, I don't know what it is. The Maram Rutenberg says it's a medidas mitzvah because you have a headache on Shabbos, so it's an onik Shabbos, so it's a medidas mitzvah. In the Shach and Choshem Mishpan, Simnayin Gimel, Sivkat Nechav Beis, he says mutzvah because ikr kavanaso lirefuah. And he says, "Ein dav rom fnei pikuach nefesh." So of course it's mutter for the sake of refuah. The Eliyahu Rabbah says that the heter of the Aviya Ezri is not about pikuach nefesh. So the case involves no pikuach nefesh. It's a headache. It's not pikuach nefesh. Every time someone has a headache, is it a sakana? If it's the question though is, if it's not a sakana, so why isn't it asur mishum shchikas sadmanim? Then we should go back to the issue of taking medicine on Shabbos. So it's not a sakana. So the Rabbi says that they only included a refuah sheyesh b'mamish in the gzeir mishum shchikas sadmanim, like a particular food or drink that's going to provide you with a refuah. But some sort of activity that you're going to do that's meant to ward off whatever is causing you a headache, that's not included in the shchikas sadmanim. And that's what Moshe writes also, that anything that's mishum lachash is not included in the gzeir mishum shchikas sadmanim. Anytime you're employing a lachash, you're employing some sort of incantation, that's not it doesn't relate to shchikas of money. Right, if there's enough of a chola then he's a chola shein v'sakana. But it sounds like it's just a mechash v'alma, it sounds like he just has a headache. Okay, the Mishra Brura in Sivkat and Ches and Sim Tavkov in Echiz Yamtav says that you're also allowed to measure imprecisely, even if you're using measuring cups. If you measure, but you're not measuring 100% precisely, that's okay also, because that's not a real measurement. So that would be a third exception. So the basic exceptions are the Tzarech Mitzvah, that's explicit in the Gemara, Refuah, it's Mistaver, that Mishum Refuah is going to be Mutter, and if it's imprecise, then it's not called a measurement at all, probably. Now, some of the cases that are discussed by Poskim, yeah.
The Mishmur is saying that
if it's imprecise, so yeah, that's a good question. He mentions it in Hilchos Yom Tov. Does he mention it here in Hilchos Shabbos? Misvara, I would think that's just not called measuring. I would think it's just not called measuring. I don't know.
Still, is a measuring you know what?
Meaning, you know, it's more
like
than
a cup, like a little less than a cup.
Right. You know. So yeah. I don't know. With a measuring cup. That's imprecise, that's what it means? Right. Yeah, maybe in Hilchos Shabbos that's going to be also too. So what do people do? So you just use a, right, like meaning like a teaspoon is not a measuring cup. Right? So you're going to measure out, you put sugar in your coffee on Shabbos morning. So you scoop out two spoons of sugar. I'm a 2 spoons of sugar person. So you scoop out 2 spoons of sugar, so they're heaping teaspoons, whatever. So that's imprecise, but you have a basic idea of how much it is. So that's mutar Shabbos, because it's not a measuring cup. You say if you're using a measuring cup, then maybe even if it's imprecise, it's going to be aser. Okay, maybe.
Is it possible that the lechon there is scooping out as opposed to pouring into the have a cup that's only one cup large? I reach into the sugar and I pull that up, and it comes out relatively flat. That's basically it.
You're filling the whole thing.
Plus, if I just pour into a cup around the one cup line, it stops around there somewhere. I don't know if it's exactly a little less.
So, which is worse?
To scoop out versus to pour in.
Why? Why is scooping out?
If I'm scooping out, if it comes out, that's coming out relatively flat on top. That would be the problem that I was talking about by using the gutter. As opposed to over here, where if you're pouring in,
Meaning, if the whole measuring cup is measures to a certain amount, so when you scoop out, you're getting the full amount. Whereas
it's not always. If you scoop out, it could be keeping also, but
right.
If you're pulling out, that's coming out flat.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. So anyone, what do they say? What do the Achronim say? Anyone look around this morning?
The Orcho Shabbos quotes the quotes the din of imprecise measurements, and the footnote quotes the where he gets it from. I don't remember he's quoting
in Hilchos Yantif or Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, because I think it's in Hilchos Yantif that the Shulchan Aruch and the Shabbos are saying.
If you have a scoop that doesn't measure something specific, like a teaspoon, like I don't know, in like a bucket, like a container of baby formula or something, it's just called scoops in the package, but it measures something
right.
Accurate. Is that?
Yeah, that's what, if you make a baby bottle, right? So they say one scoop for every 2 ounces of water. That's what it used to be. Right, there's no... L'chora, that is a medida. Right? You know it's exactly...
It's for a baby,
it's mother anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Sort of sugar should be the same thing. I mean, at this point, that's your measuring cup.
Yeah, but that comes... You know, you can... With the same spoon, you can get vastly different amounts of sugar in a spoon. It's just a cleat. It's not
a.
Yeah. For a baby, it's going to be mutter anyway, because
the
baby's a
chum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shine. Okay. So measuring and precisely works for Shabbos, too. Okay. Again, that was the. It's mistaver, because measuring and precisely, one could argue, is not measuring, meaning that's not. It's not medida.
Regarding the heter of Tzorach Shabbos, how exactly, what's the gather for that? I mean, is it that you could use it for Shabbos? Is it that you could have a need for it on Shabbos? Like, am I allowed to measure now for my meal because my meal is Tzorach Shabbos or Mitzvah?
Tzorach Shabbos, I don't think. It's
Tzorach
Mitzvah.
It
would also have to be Tzorach Mitzvah.
Meal, the Shabbos suit is a...
Oh, so that's not so pasha that everything for a Shabbos suit is a Tzorach Mitzvah, I don't think. I don't think that's so pasha. Meaning it would have to be a more particular Mitzvah, unless you don't have enough food. Meaning... For your fifth kugel, called
so. So the case in the Gemara was he was bathing, and maybe that's like only Shabbos for him.
He didn't need that. He didn't say it. So he said it was not a medida de mitzvah. Are you saying even though it was onik Shabbos, it was not a medida de mitzvah?
No one mentioned anything about onik Shabbos.
Right. So even though it was cooling off, so you see that it's just the fact that you're enjoying something on Shabbos is not enough to make it a mitzvah. I hear. Good. There is an interesting case that's brought in Rishonim that you would not think of as a medida kind of situation. There's a Tshuvas HaRash in Klal Chesim and Tazayin that says that if you were Nishba Lefra Lechovo, you said, I. The example he gives is, until Zayin Nisan, I don't know why he picks that date, but maybe that was the Shaila that he was asked, until Zayin Nisan I have to pay back the Chov, and that's my Shavua that I'm going to pay back by Zayin Nisan. And the Chacham forgot to look at a calendar when Zayin Nisan falls out, and Zayin Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So he took a Shavua to pay back his Chov by Zayin Nisan, and Zayin Nisan happens to fall out on Shabbos. So he says, you have to give a Mashkon worth the amount that your chov is worth on Shabbos in order to fulfill your shvua, because shava kesef is kesef, and for the sake of chefzei shemayim, you can fulfill your you can do the assessment of the of that which you're giving back of the mashkon. So Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpat and Simenayin Gimel says what the Rosh is trying to say is that in order to fulfill your shvua, it wouldn't suffice to bring an object as a mashkon. You have to evaluate and measure the object to pay back the debt, because if it were just a mashkon, you wouldn't need the heter of chefzei shemayim. The Rosh is saying, oh, don't worry, it's chefzei shemayim because you have a shvua and you have to fulfill your mitzvah lefroa, you know, to be parei your chov and to fulfill your shvua. So that's why it's mutter. If you were just giving a mashkon, you wouldn't need that heter of chefzei shemayim. And the sma over there in Chosh Mishpat agrees with the Beis Yosef that you're allowed to measure in order to pay back, because that's chefzei shemayim, just like measuring a mikveh is chefzei shemayim. However, the Magen Avraham over here in Sivkat and Tazayin says not that way. He says you can only give a mashkon without making any assessment, and even that would have been usher if not for the fact that it's chefzei shemayim. Even just stam giving a mashkon that's not the exact value of the chov, even that would be usher if not for the fact that it's chefzei shemayim, because just like you're not allowed to pay back on chov in Shabbos, you can't give a mashkon on Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham holds that Shuma is Aser, to assess the value of the item is going to be Aser, because you can fulfill the mitzvah of Pirun Chov by giving a mashkon that's more valuable than what you owe, and then you're not going to have to, meaning it's way more valuable than what you owe, give the diamond ring. You had borrowed $100, give a diamond ring, and then you know for sure that the mashkon more than covers what you owe, and you're not going to have to assess anything. So Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, in Orachaim Chelek Aleph Sim Kuv Chav Ches, says that that only measuring in your house is aser, either because of avdu d'chol or because it looks like you're measuring in order to sell. But if you're measuring in order to actually sell, then it's aser afilu makom mitzvah, meaning that the sugya is about measuring, you know, just stam around your house. But if you're measuring in order to actually sell something, then that's going to be aser afilu makom mitzvah. There's no heter of makom mitzvah. But the Beis Yosef allows measuring to pay a chov, which is very much like measuring to sell. And the Beis Yosef is telling us that that's still mutter makom mitzvah, meaning this machlokas that you have over here, that the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rush, that you're allowed to measure in order to do a Pirun Chov. So that's Pirun Chov is very similar to Mekachum Emkard, right? That's the same Isser on Shabbos of Mekachum Emkard. The Beis Yosef still says that you have a heter makom mitzvah to do a measurement for Pirun Chov. So that's against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you don't have a heter makom mitzvah when you're going to do a Pirun Chov. So that's the discussion in Poskim in terms of measuring, but you see how far measuring just apparently, I don't know, what are they measuring? You're assessing something, and an assessment of the value, I guess they have to weigh it to assess how much, if you have a silver goblet or something, you have to weigh it to see how much silver it is, to see how much it's going to, how much it's actually worth. So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, that same tshuva, he talks about taking temperature on Shabbos, and he says that a chol can take temperature, because it's not uvda d'chol, it doesn't look like medida limkar, and we allow medita for a chol anyway. Meaning that was the example of the, we allowed the medita for the headache before. But so it all depends on like why. Why do we allow the medita for the headache? If you allow the medita for the headache because it's for a chol, so then taking temperature is going to be the same thing. If you allow the medita for the headache was because of because it's a misasik bialma. So I don't know, this is not misasik bialma. You're measuring the precise temperature for a reason. So he says it's only a maila lahachmir and a rotza lahakalein limchosbo. Why is it not uvda d'chol? So I saw in the footnote of the Shabbos Kitchen, he writes as follows. He quotes a ma'ore eish, page lamed gimel. Vinira, dine re'isi sheish medaktikim shem nisharim shol limdov d'vishabbos yom tov, I've seen people that are careful not to use a thermometer, mishum dava medida, because it's measuring. Call a medida, sasu chazal. So we don't distinguish between measuring temperature and measuring anything else. And the only time it's going to be mutter is if it's real choli. By the way, if it's choli shein bo sakana, is that mutter? Why would medida be mutter for a chol shem oskana if medida is a real isur derabanan? So if it's of the chol, so for sure it's going to be mutter, right? That was what the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Baal Yatos said. But if it's not of the chol, if it's a mekach memkar, so you're not allowed to just stand by late all isur derabanan, even for a chol shem oskana, only gezeros derabanan, not melachos derabanan. But even if it's mekach memkar l'chora, it's a gzeira mishamekach memkar. So Pashto says that it would be mutter. Someone just asked me a shayla yesterday, a rav in a community somewhere. He said that there's a guy that davens in his shul who's legally blind, and it's very, 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 very difficult for him to read the siddur and for him to. But he's an excellent balkorei, and he can lean and look really, really closely. But he gets massive headaches afterwards because it really takes a lot out of him. So they developed some sort of he said the guy's instrument, it looks like an iPad, he said, where it could stay in like hibernation mode where it's on. You don't have to turn it on Shabbos, but you roll it over whatever you're reading from, and it really magnifies it properly for him, and he's able to see it properly. And the guy, he said, is not super observant, so they decided that they're going to leave it on before Shabbos and use it on Shabbos, and he said it changes everything. He doesn't have headaches, he doesn't have any. So the shaila is there any way to be matir such a thing on Shabbos? To use the item on Shabbos. Meaning it certainly activates itself when you push the button, and meaning even though it's running, but it's like turning on an app, you know, it's like it's certainly activating something when you do it on Shabbos. So is there any hetter for such a person? So is the person a chola? For sure, right? He's a chola shem b'sakana. If someone doesn't function normally, he's a constant chola shem b'sakana. But you're only allowed to do gzeros rabbanu for a chola shem b'sakana l'chora. Whatever he's doing with the electricity is a malacha de rabbanu.
Why is he a chola shem b'sakana before he lands? He's going to get a headache until he
lands. No, because he can't function normally. He can't see normally.
He doesn't walk around with that thing. It's not going to help him for that.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it means he doesn't. Meaning, someone could be a perpetual chola. He's not able to function
he
like a normal person.
To make him not, but this thing doesn't solve his choli. Should he choose not to lay?
Or daven or anything. It's just to see, to be able to see normal things that people see. I would think that he would have a din of a chola. But I don't think it helps. I think we're stuck. I'm stuck a little bit anyway. So I said this has to go to Rav Asher Weiss. I figured Rav Asher Weiss will probably. I mean, probably he'll. Say that it's Asr and then write a really nice bracha that he should, v'zchus shmir Shabbos, he should be zach with all sorts of good things at the end. And that's my guess, if he decides to write a tshuva about it. Is it a kavod abrios issue? Is it really a kavod abrios issue? Hearing aids, because if someone's going to talk to you, you're not going to understand what they're, you're not going to hear them. And
what if he was the only one who knew how to lane?
So maybe, but I don't think that's the Messias. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I sent it to Rav Asher Weiss. We'll see. See if he comes back. But was Rav Shechter here today? Is he back from Los Angeles? He's back. Okay, so maybe I'll ask him. So anyway, so he writes. He says, I don't think you have to be choshesh about measuring temperature. The time it also comes with didos and mishkalos b'shabes yom tov mivur b'kam mekavos. The time which we've done the chal, the whole list is only one of them to the chal. V'nir it lo shayich times that kim be'ilu am didos and mishkalos shall be rov. Oskin ben b'yimei chal b'shas mekach memkar. Uvda d'chol connects to Mekach Memkar. Uvda d'chol means it's the kind of measuring you would do in a Mekach Memkar context. That's what makes it Uvda d'chol. If it's the kind of measuring that you would never do in an Aser context, then it wouldn't be Uvda d'chol anyway. Oshar masu matan shel chol, chiyotzi ben me'advar ma'asurim b'shab z'yom tov, ulekach im natilos ha'mishkal v'medida yovel asos ben kedarach shosu b'chol. The whole kunz is that if I'm going to let you use your normal scale on Shabbos, then you're going to use it, you're going to come to use it for Mekach Memkar also. But if it's not a scale that's ever used for Mekach Memkar, it's a thermometer. You don't use that for Mekach Memkar. So v'hayin adash mishum uvdun d'chal, mashen kim medidus chom b'nei adam, to shaycha klal medidazu uvdun d'chal, l'kach shari gam b'shabas l'siyom tovim. So as far as uvdun d'chal is concerned, this wouldn't be uvdun d'chal. This is not the kind of medida that would fit into uvdun d'chal. That's the argument he wants to make when it comes to thermometers. Yeah. No, meaning something that you would measure in the context of a business transaction. But you don't. No one says, oh, I can't do business with you because you have to be pre-COVID. No one says, I have to take your temperature before I do business with you. Right? That never happened. Your temperature has got nothing to do with that. That's just for your own personal health, to know how you're feeling. To measure out how much volume of sugar. Yeah, people do for business. You're selling a pound of sugar. You need to know what a pound of sugar is.
Going back to the discussion about using a particular kelim to measure, some pitchers have a max fill line. Would that be considered measuring? If you fill a pitcher of water until the max, there's a line.
How is that measuring?
It's an exact amount.
No, it's just that it doesn't overflow it.
No,
I don't think it's an exact amount. It's just, don't overflow the pitcher. So if you're not clever enough to figure out how not to overflow it, they put a max fill line there for you. So that's, I think that's my
sure. Dr. Moshe, why is taking temperature the same as, let's say, the case of Bat Yezri, where the actual action of the was the refuah? Whether or not I know the temperature, it's not going to be
a refuah. No, it's not a refuah b'chlal. You just need to know in order to...
Not even, if someone's head is hurting, they take an ad,
Right, if you need to know to go to the hospital or something.
Right, so why is that?
Yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah, it's a good point. That's a good point. But this far is a good far, no? Yeah.
People use thermometers to take temperature of food, see if right. The food is cooked correctly. Is it best? You know, that could be like a selling point at a restaurant, like our food is perfect. It can be some chef, like a home
car. Oh.
Yeah,
not really. It's a mercury thermometer, just like, what we're talking about over here, you know, is a typical, obviously we're not talking about an electric thermometer, we're talking about a mercury thermometer, but, okay, I hear, okay, good, I hear. The makor of the dechal, just in general, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Gimel and Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Nispazru lo peros b'chatzar melakit al yad va'ochel, that if you're gathering fruits that's scattered around, don't put them into a basket. So it sounds like, because that itself is the Isser. It's not because it's going to lead to any other sort of other Isser. And that's how the Rishonim understood for the most part. The Rambam seems to say differently. The Rambam writes in the 21st paragraph of Chashabas Halach Yir Aleph. He says, "Lo yitein l'tocha sav lo l'tocha kupa k'der shos b'chol shem yasek k'der shos b'chol shem yich b'shem biyada b'tocha kupa v'yovel de imur." That you might come to violate ma'amer, which we saw that Rambam already when we discussed ma'amer. But it's not clear in poskim exactly what gets included in uvdu d'chol and what does not get included in uvdu d'chol. I don't remember if we ever discussed this. They quote from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach that if you do some sort of pu'ula that in the normal way that you would do it would include an Isser Shabbos, so then even if you do it in a way that does not involve Chil Shabbos, that's going to be called Uvda Duchal. If you hold, let's say, that using a toothbrush is in the normal way would involve an Isser of Mimareach, because normally you use a toothbrush with toothpaste, but you hold like Rosh Hashanah Zalman that's yes, there's an Isser of Mimareach with toothpaste, but there's no Isser of Schita with just a wet toothbrush or with mouthwash on your toothbrush, so there would still be an Isser of Uvda D'chol to use your regular toothbrush. Why? Because it's a thing that you use when used in your normal way is going to violate an Isser. However, Rav Moshe seems to have a different Hagdara of Uvda D'chol. In the big Tshuva Rabbi Eider, in Chelek Dalet Simenayim Dalet, in Meleches Tochein, in Os Dalet, he says, Uvda D'chol hu ketekasavti, shamelacha nas al yidei zeh tuva, kemelacha kavua da'os m'chol, v'lo nikir inyin asiris arai, shenasis b'lo kpeda kol kach, ala melacha shatasi yofa. Ulukitas peros simshin lamalei sifei vadei zehu amelacha shosim belukitas peros lahatminan shemelakten nasal v'kupa v'gamin asados osin kein. Meaning essentially saying, Uvda D'chol means if you're doing it well, if you're doing melacha with great precision, you're doing an action, whether it's a melacha or not. You do meaning even non melacha. That's why it's Uvda D'chol. But you're doing it with great precision. That's Uvda D'chol, and that's what measuring is. Measuring by definition is precision. So anything that the totsa'a is going to look like a maisa of chol, because you did something so precisely that it looks like you've done something really well, even though there's no melacha Shabbos, that's going to be considered Uvda D'chol according to Rav Moshe. So you understand, according to that, what the Magen Avraham writes in Shin Gimel, that you're not allowed to use a brush on Shabbos because of Uvda D'chol, because even though Srika Seyar is not Nikr L'chol like a Maisa Chol, it's not something that's obviously a Maisa Chol, but when you finish combing, it looks different. And it creates that all the hair is mesudar, and it doesn't look like it was done by Ofen Arai. It looks like it was something that was done with precision. Rabbi Ribiat quotes from the Chazon Ish that there is no Hagdara of Uvda D'chol, that it's Nimso L'Chacham B'chol Dor V'Dor to determine what's called Uvda D'chol and what's not called Uvda D'chol. That there is no way to clearly, easily define Uvda D'chol. Rishus biyadam may omek binasam verochav daitam likvoa what is Uvda D'chol and what's not Uvda D'chol. That's a little tricky. Like, who are the chacham that get to determine that in each and every generation? And you know what? The chacham can say riding a bicycle is of the duchal, or riding a scooter is of the duchal, or the chacham cannot say that, and it's up to them to figure out whether that seems like too much of a weekday activity. But it's not something that's exactly easily measured, precisely defined. Okay, we're running out of time. Just the quick thing about measuring for. The two big discussions of posting about measuring for Bittul B'Shishim, it was an important Shemus Hadeshen that they're medayik from, which we're not going to get into right now, and measuring for the Seder, to measure out a Kazayas of Matzah. So the Kav Chaim in Shin Vav Sifkan Samach Gimel brings from Poskim that you're allowed to measure out a Kazayas of Matzah if the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos, and you're not sure that you'll have enough Matzah. So even for Shabbos, and then not only Yontif, but even for Shabbos, you're allowed to measure out because it's Tzorach Mitzvah. Kav Chaim himself disagrees. I saw Rav Vadya holds that for sure it's mutter, for sure it's considered a tzarech mitzvah, and it's going to be mutter. I mean, the reason to disagree is that you could just eat enough to make sure that it's more than a gezayah. What do you have to measure out an exact gezayah? Is that really a tzarech mitzvah? It's a tzarech that you don't want to use more matzah than you have to use. It's a tzarech that you don't want to have a stomach ache or whatever, that you don't want to, that you want to save enough room for dessert or something like that. It's not really a tzarech mitzvah. You can eat enough that you'll know it's a gezayah. Agav, we used to ask for Shachter every single year, how much does Rebbe hold as a Kazayas of Matzah? And he would always say, about the size of your palm, or he would say, like, about this big, about, you know, so like we back in the day, before Rav Shachter was recorded 10,000 times over in a million different shiurim, we were always, we wanted to get it on the recording, you know, exactly, because we thought it was such a chiddush. We were always taught Kazayas of Matzah is like you have to eat like 17 large hand shmura matzahs, you know, and within 2 minutes, you know, and if you don't call that tzalah, you did it wrong, you know. That was always the assumption. So Shem said, Kazayas. So we said, how big is Kazayas of Matzah? And he said, about this big. We're like, you mean like 2 inches by 3 inches? He said, yeah, that sounds about right. But L'chora really, I mean, not L'chora, obviously, really depends on the thickness of the matzah, right? A Kazayas of, what do they call it? Charedim, right? The Charedim matzah. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Very, very, very thin. They say that one this year is $60 a pound, I think, or something like that. Yeah, something like that. That's like Sfardi matzahs. My Sfardi matzahs are $60 a pound this year. I'm only getting 1 pound. But, yeah. It's still worth it for the shtick. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Yeah.